In response to the scepticism, researchers who believe in the advantage have refined their studies, now acknowledging that beneath their common trait, bilingual people use their languages in varying ways that may account for the incongruent previous results. Does speaking two very distinct languages have a different effect from speaking two very similar ones? What about two dialects? Does speaking more than two provide any additional benefit? Does it matter if subjects live among people who speak their first language or their second? A recent study by four researchers at the University of the Balearic Islands is a good example. They studied 112 bilinguals using three criteria: the age they acquired a second language, fluency in their two languages, most are not equally adept in both, and the frequency with which they switch between the two options. Frequency of switching, it turned out, was the variable that correlated best with improved executive control. Unlike Mr. Felipe's, other studies have hinted that frequent switching may be a good predictor of the bilingual advantage. On balance, it seems that if the dividend is real, it is subtle and affected by many other factors. Though wealthy parents have been taken by the notional leg up, hiring foreign nannies for their offspring and so on, it may be poorer individuals who get the biggest benefit. A study in Hyderabad, for instance, reproduced the finding of a 4-year delay in the onset of dementia among bilinguals, except that the gap was 6 years for those test cases who were illiterate. If switching languages is healthy mental exercise, other highly skilled, cognitively demanding kinds of labour are likely to provide good workouts too. People who do other forms of mental multitasking all the time may not get such a big lift from bilingualism, if they get any at all. The bottom line is that learning another language, or teaching a child one, sometimes confers an intellectual boost, though not always. But that has never been the main reason to do it. A second language expands the number of people you can talk to. It adds to the ways you can say things, and so offers a second point of view on the whole business of expression. Bilingualism may help you understand other people. One study found that bilingual children are better at grasping other perspectives, perhaps because they're always keeping track of who speaks what, a regular reminder that everyone is different. Finally, speaking a second language less well than your first supplies another kind of useful practice. It is a constant exercise in humility.